Three Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5420. Baruch Hashem, the second day of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The young man is a Bacher, Avrich, Yehoshafat, Yehoshafat Sheyichya Alpert from Yerushalayim. Shalom Avracha. He reported to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, "I was pleasant to read in your letter from Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh, in which you write about the details of your travels and the places you visited in the surrounding of Yerushalayim, Tibonus Zekeinen, during the Pesach festival, and that preceded them and that followed them." He gave a report of the various different visits that they had in the surrounding in the Yerushalayim area. And the Rebbe says for sure that this was done in an organized, in a centralized way. Basically, not everybody just starts and travels on their own and does things, but it's done organized and centralized, because we find ourselves in the end of days of Golus. And therefore, every minute is precious, very precious. And every power that works and every opportunity, you need to utilize as much as possible. So, for example, if everybody does their own thing and it's not organized, so if you duplicate an effort and you do not utilize, so let's say two people are visiting the same place, or you don't utilize the opportunity as necessary, that's something you got to be very careful. That's why the Rebbe says you should utilize it in organized way, in a centralized way. Even though the Rebbe says it's still better to duplicate than not to have at all, but the Rebbe says therefore it should work in a cohesive, in a way that it's centralized, so that it can be most effective in that way. And the Rebbe says also be proper that at least some of the head, the main points of the talks that they gave, you should write it down. And then you should go ahead and examine it when you make a meeting of all the those who traveled and all those that visited, to see about the text, about what the discussion, what the spoke about, because the Rebbe says the salvation comes, he quotes the verse, Shua Berev Yoyitz, that if you have more people, that counsel comes with diversity. In other words, if you have more opinions, more people, so present what you have said, or the headlines of what you've said for the people, and get some input, whether it needs improvement, whether it needs filling, or it needs corrections. And those that are fully, you know, people see that those are really beautiful, fully done, then you should bring them to the attention of all those that travel, so that they should also be able to use it in the fitting place. So the Rebbe wants them to write down some of the material, what they have spoken about, and to make that, you know, good, should be on a proper level. But then others may, those good things, others may use them as well. So that will provide material for other people in their visit. He also wrote to the Rebbe that in some places they visited without notifying them first. You know, they just showed up. So the Rebbe says, well, if it is impossible in any other way, maybe they're not going to give you an appointment if you call, so you just got to show up sometimes. Or the Rebbe says, in a place where there are special conditions, so you can do so. But in a general way, this is not an organized type of a way of doing things. And this could sometime cause people to be uncomfortable and maybe difficulty in transmitting on the place what you want, because you didn't notify, you didn't say anything before. So the Rebbe, while says there might be exceptions, sometimes you have to use that, but that's not the normal way to do things. He also asked the Rebbe whether he should teach Chassidus or recite a mimer in these places, in which I guess they weren't really Chabad or connected in that way, but he asked the Rebbe what he should do. The Rebbe says this question should also be brought up when you have that meeting of all those people that are traveling and visiting, and also with the participation of Tzira Agudas Chabad, the young Chabad organization, together with the elders of the Hasidim. Because this is a very important question, and that needs to be dealt with the proper attention to figure out what is the best way. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news. So here there was a student who utilized the days before and after Pesach and Pesach to travel around and to visit people, and the Rebbe's generally say that he was very pleased to see that, but the Rebbe says it should be done in a organized fashion, and as the Rebbe says, there's no time because we're anticipating Mashiach, so you can't just better not to duplicate the work. The Rebbe says better to duplicate than not to do at all, but still to try to use this in a most... What do you need me to take you? Okay, I'll feel when I'm finished. So, and the Rebbe asked them also to write down some of this stuff and to sort it out. And also, the Rebbe says, don't just show up. That's not the normal way. I mean, sometimes special circumstances and whether to recite Chassidus or recite a mimer, the Rebbe says this should be brought up at the meeting, and they should judge it because that's an important matter, and they should make that decision over there.